You're holding daf tehe yom aleph in the middle by the two dots. Morris says he is a son. There was a lady to have a mifkadei gabor miluga d'shtari. That it was a pekodin. It means a man put by her, trusted her to hold miluga d'shtara, bag full of shtaris, like a bag full of checks. The Rashi says tik molish shtaris. In other words, a lot of people owed him money, and this was the proof that people owed him money. So he deposited, let a lady hold on to it. And what happened was the man died. Now also Yorshim, the kids came, kotav eleminei, they wanted to get back this big full of shtaris. In other words, now the Yorshim take over. The Yorshim, the kids, wanted to collect the money. So he said, this lady, give us back the shtaris that our father gave you to hold. Is Omrulu, so she said to them, you should know, Mechayim Tefisna, Luhu. I'm already holding it for myself when your father was still alive. In other words, your father owed me money also. I'm also like a Malv, I lent him money, and they didn't pay me back yet. So you should know that when your father was still alive, I grabbed these shtaris to hold on to them to be able to collect my money. And we learned before that if you made a tefisa Mechayim when the husband of man is still alive, then the tefisa helps. To make a tefisa liyacha misa that we had before the kibashit, which you can't do it. It always goes to the yoshim because they don't have to make a shavua. But if you made a tefisa mechayim when the father was still alive, then it helps. So she says, her tainer is that she was tough as she grabbed hold of it to keep it mechayim when the father was still alive. So, and the yoshim is dumb, say no. The yoshim say you weren't tough as it. Give it back to us. You're only keeping it now. So I saw the came with Rav Nachman. They went in front of Rav Nachman. They asked him the shayla. Oh, my Lord. So Rav Nachman asked the lady, Islucho sadi de tavua minoch michayim. Do you have any proof, any yedim, that you went and asked the person for your money back when he was still alive? Do you have yedim that you were tavaya, you went to ask him to give you the money? Because usually that's what you do first. You don't stop grab shtoris. Usually what you do is first you go and ask him to pay you back the money he owes you. And if he says no, he doesn't pay you, then we can understand you would go and grab something to hold on to it. So we asked her, do you have any edim that you went and asked him for the money? And he didn't give it to you. She said back, no, I don't have any proof. I don't have any edim. In other words, she didn't ask him for the money when he's still alive. So Nachman says, in Cain, if so, you should know, have a tfisad liachamisa. Like for sure, you're first grabbing it now after the person died. And the klal is, if you first grab it after the person dies, we say like a Akiva Shita, that right away the Yorshim Yarshin, it all belongs to the Yorshim, and you want to be Moitzi, take money away from the Yorshim, the klal is metaltlim of money, you can't get away from the Yorshim, it's only sad, it's only property that he pays up. Mashenkim Shtoris here, you can't get away from the Yorshim. So therefore Nachman says, you have to give it back to the Yorshim. Another story was, the Yisra saw there was a lady, the Chayva Shavua Bedina de Rava, that she had to swear. There was somebody said that she owes them money, and she was Vaisa Maidra Miksas, whatever she was, that she had to swear to Pruta Pan, make herself Potter. She had to swear to say she doesn't owe the money. So she was about to swear by the Bezdin of Rava. So the story, what happened was, Omra Le Bas Rav Chizda, the daughter of Rav Chizda, which is really Rava's wife, so Rava's wife told him that Yodana Bo de Chashuda Ashvua. I know her, I know this lady, and I know that she's a Choshen Ashvua. I'm afraid she's going to swear false. For it means nothing to swear false. See, if so, the klal is you can't let such a person swear. Though you say the Shvua is that when you're afraid to swear false, you admit you won't lie. But if this lady, it doesn't mean anything, a Shvua, so we can't let her swear. So therefore what Rava did was, like it says in the Mishnah in Shvuas, is apcha Rava l'shvua asha kinegda. That's what Rava did. That's the din. That usually a person swears and he frees himself. But in a case where we're choshed, we're afraid you're a liar, then the loch is asha kinegdo. We let the other person, the one that's asking you for the money, we let him swear. He swears that yes, you really owe me the money, and because of that, you have to pay. That's the loch. So that's what Rava did over here. Rava believed his wife, and therefore Rava made the other person swear to collect money from her. Mura says, Zimna another time have a Yasvi Kaime Rav Papa Ravada Bamasna. They were sitting with Papa and Ravada Bamasna. I see you Shtar Gabe. A star was born in front of them. Omalei Rav Papa, Rav Papa said, Yodana be dishtara prihu. Rav Papa said, right in front of Rav of Aistois, that you should know, I know the shtar was paid up already. Like somebody came with a shtar to collect money, so Malva has a shtar saying that Reuven owes him $1,000, and Rav Papa says, he was an Eidechad Rav Papa, he says he knows that the shtar was really paid up already. Is Omalei, so Omalei, so Rav asked him, Ikin yishachrin abadei demar, do you have another Eidechad with you? In other words, you're only an Eidechad, I can't trust you. Do you have another person with you that there'll be like two Eidim? Is Amalei, he said back, like, no, I don't have anybody else with me. So Amalei, so Rav said, Afagav dikamar, even though we have you, but Eidechad lav klomu, the klal is Eidechad, means nothing but dinam amnis. This person has a shtar, it's a good shtar, to us it looks like you collect money with it. Who's telling us not Rav Papa and Eidechad? I can't believe you, and Eidechad is not named by mamnis. So Amalei Ravada Bamasna. So Ravada Bamasna asked the kasha to Rav. For lo yehe Rav Papa kebas Rav Chizda. Like, what's going on here? How come you, Rav, in the case before you listened to your wife? You believed your wife that said that the lady is a shakron, is a choshed ashuan, you didn't let her swear. So how come you're not trusting Rav Papa now that he tells you the shtar was paid up? So he answered back that Bas Rav Chizna, his own wife, Kimli Bigavor, I know her. Rav said, my own wife, I know, I trust, I know that she doesn't lie. So therefore, what she tells me, that lady was a shakra, and I believe her. Mashenkin Marla Kimli Bigavor, Bigavay, but you, Rav Papa, you, I don't know. I don't know whether you're lying or not. I don't know you that well. Therefore, you I don't trust. It's only a regular Eidechad. We can't rip up a shtar because of an Eidechad. So Amar Rav Papa said, Hashtu diyamamar, Kimli begavor milsehi. Since if the Dayan himself understands himself like Kimli, he trusts his own wife. Now, Rava trusted his own wife, even though she was only an Eidechad. But if you trust the person, you could believe it. So, Kagain Abba Ma Bri, the Kimli Bigave, Karin and Shtarapume. In other words, by this case also, since Abba Ma Bre knows me very well, and he for sure trusts me, therefore if you trust me, even though I'm only an Eidechad, that's the klal. Usually we don't believe in Eidechad. But if the Dayan trusts this Eidechad, knows for sure he's not lying, then you have a right to trust him. So then we should rip up the shtar, don't let the malva collect the money with the shtar. So Maria Sakasha, Kurana Sakadaitach, do you really mean to say we should rip it up? There's ripping up the shtar, and that you mamish need to aid him. Because the way we look at the shtar right now, it's a good shtar, it's a good check, like you collect the money. So he answered back, Elo, what he meant to say is, Morana Shtarapume. Just means to say we'll make something bad about the shtar. In other words, right now we're not going to collect. Since you, Rav Papa, say you know that it was paid up already, we're not going to go and collect the money with the shtar. But to go so far to rip it up, that we can't do. For that, you need two Eidim. Right now, we won't collect the money. Just Lu Yitzui is going to bring two Eidim. That the shtar is a good shtar, then Avad will believe the two Eidim. But to rip it up, no. But to collect, we have a right to say, Kimli Begavei, the Dayan has a right to say, Kimli, I trust this Eidechad, and I won't collect the money because of the Eidechad. Mara says, the Yisus saw there was a lady, the Yechaiva Shvua Bedina Derav, Beve Barabaya. This lady was mechuyah. She was supposed to swear in this bezdin. Again, somebody asked her for money. She was a moedim mixas. She's supposed to swear. Is amalu who baldover? So the other baldover that she's supposed to swear to said, "Teisei v'tishpa b'mosa. I want you to go and swear in your own city. In other words, efshe de mixafor o moedia." Maybe you'll be embarrassed like to swear false in your own city where people know you, and you'll admit that you owe me the money. That's what the Baal Dover want. Is Omrulu, so she said back to the other person like this, I'll do it, but kisvuli zachvosa. I want you right now to write me up a shtar that if I do swear, I'm going to be freed. I'm going to be put. I'm not going to have to pay you any money. That's called zachvosa. Techi mishtabono yoivali. That when I do swear, then you'll give me the shtar. In other words, I want to make sure it's all ready. That I'll do what you want, I'll swear for you. But I don't want to have to wait around there till they write me up my shtar to say that I'm potter. I want you to write up the shtar zachvosa that I'm potter right now. And true, you hold on to it until I swear. But when I swear, then you give it to me and then I'll use it. So, Omalu Rav David Barabaya, Kisvula, I said, go ahead and write it.
Yeah.
Only if he swears that she didn't have it.
If she swears?
She didn't own the money.
Right, yeah, right, right, yeah. Joseph, she says, she wants you to write up a shtar that I'm putting right now, and you'll give it to me after I swear, right? So Rabbeinu said, very good, okay, do it. Kiss for Lord, write up the shtar right now that she's putter. She'll be freed if she swears. Omer Rav Papa, Papi says, no, nothing doing. Mishum di asisim imoloyi, amrisa milim melaisa. You come from a city like Melaisa. Rashi says that's like Beis Eli. That had a curse, that a klala, that they all died very young. So kids, you're like afraid you're going to die, you're not going to live out. That's why you want to rush things, and you want to write up the shtar azachvasa right now. It's no good. Rava said like this, that hay ashrasa the dina. Ashrasa the dina means when Bezdin makes a henpik on a shtar. That means usually a shtar, midiraisa, edim sign on a shtar, that's enough. The Rabbonin said we have to be afraid maybe it was forged, and you have to have that the Dayonim make a henpik. That means two Edim come in front of Bezdin and says, we know that this is really the signatures of the Edim, and Bezdin signs the henpik saying that this Bidishtar was Mekuyim, that's called Kiyim Ashtar, in front of us. What? We're not afraid. That's okay, we're not afraid. So Hay Ashrasa the Dinah, when Bezdin writes down their Ashrasa, they write down that they're signing it now, that they know the Shtar is good. The Michtavo, if the Bezdin writes it down on the Shtar, Mekayme Denach Vasadi, before the Edim tell the Bezdin that they know that these signatures are good, Achsima Shaday Yupsula, such a thing is no good. Alma, what do we see? Mechse Keshikra, it looks like a lie. Even though really at the end everything is okay really. Just at the time when you wrote down, when the Bezdin writes down on the Shtar, they're writing down, we know these Edim are true. Now really when they write it down they don't know yet. Because the second pair of Edim didn't come in front of them yet to tell them that they know it's really their signature. So if you write it down before you really know, it's possible. It's not called a good henpik. Why? Because it's mechzei keshikra, looks like a lie. So, Ochinam, the same thing over here also. Mechze keshikra. We should be afraid. You can't write a shtar zachvasa now. You can't write up for this lady to say that she's potter, she's freed. She doesn't have to pay the money right now. Because right now she's not freed, she didn't swear yet. You can't write such a shtar. Only if she swears, and then she's potter, then you can write a shtar to free her. But before she swears, we can't write such a shtar. If it looks like a sheker, it's a chson in the shtar. The Gemara says, "V'leisa, we don't hold like this. Really, you're allowed to do this. We're not afraid for mechzei keshikra." And I'll tell you, I mean, the Raya is mid Rav Nachman for Rav Nachman Talocha. The Yom Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman says that Oy Mahoyi Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir said by a get isha that if a man wrote up a get and he lost it, afilu motzu biyashbi, even if he finds it in the garbage, v'chosmu and it's signed, he has Edom signed on it, v'nosnu and he gives it to his kosher, it's kosher. So you see what? We're not afraid for mechzei keshikra, even though he found it in the garbage. Like he didn't write it up even. But as long as it was signed, Lishmo, Remeya Shitri is, Edech Simakarsi. According to Remeya, the main thing is, Beshas Tachsimas, when the Edom sign. So as long as you have Edom signing on the Shtar Lishmo, that's good. Even though it looks like Sheker, because when it was written up, it wasn't written Lishmo. Now, Ve'afilu Rabbanan, even the Rabbanan, Loi Pligale the Remeya, they only argue on Remeya Lebegitin Oshim, Tebin and Ksibu Lishmo. They say in such a case, by a get, the Sak Apostle. Because the get they hold, the Ksibu, you have to write to get Lishmo. So if you find it in the garbage, it wasn't written Lishmo, that's no good. But B'shar Shtoris, any other Shtar, Shtar Milva, or Shtar Zachvosa, there's no din you have to write it Lishmo. It's only Allah, it has to be Emes, it has to have the truth. My delay, they agree. And another proof is the Yomer Rabbasi says, Yomer Rabbi Yechanan, that shtar shelova bo yupora, a shtar milva, that you once borrowed money, you wrote up a shtar, that Reuven owes you $1,000, and then Reuven paid it back to you. Now, so you used the shtar already. So what about now if you want to lend them again another $1,000? Are you allowed to use the same check over again? Can you use the same shtar over again? So Yechanan says, "Ain't no chayzer b'lava boy. You can't use the same shtar over a second time and again lend the same person another $1,000. Why not? A new svara shekvar nimchal shibudei, because the shibud of the shtar was already used up already.
Like Rashi says at the bottom, Rashi, Mishapora Botel Ashtar. Once he paid you up the first time, that's the end of the shtar. V'nimtzes milva sheni milva peh v'enegrevim lakuchas. It's like you moichol the shibuda. The shibuda is not here. That's why you can't use the shtar a second time. So the diuk is, time, why can't you use the shtar a second time? The nimchal shibuda. It's a new svara, says shibud. The rights to use the shtar to collect on the karka was used up already. They can't make a shibud anymore. But if it wouldn't be for that problem, v'lemechzik a shikra, l'chura, why aren't we afraid like this? It looks like a lie. Like, how could you use this shtar over again to borrow money with? It's a lie. This shtar says that you borrowed the money a month ago. And it's not true. You're making a new halvah. You're lending money a second time now. So it's the wrong date in the shtar. Why aren't we afraid mechzik a shikra? Helamai the pshat is loy chashinin. We're not afraid for mechzik a shikra. Loy chashinin. The Zman, Rashi just says, Keshikra, Shlenichtav Anu Bezu. Even though the shtar was not written up for this loan, still Loi Chashinin, Im Loi Shiesh Bedova Bittel Shtar Gomer. Unless there's something really wrong with the shtar. But otherwise, we hold, we're not afraid to mess with Keshikra. Therefore, in the case before, it was good what they did, that they were allowed to write up for the shtar Zachvosa, it's good to write it up, even though right now it's not true. But they'll write it up now and they'll hold on to it, that later when she swears and she becomes freed, then they'll give her the shtar. You're allowed to write up a shtar beforehand and hold on to it and first use it later on. Mara says, the who God, where there was a man, the Afkid Shev Maganisa, the Tsari Bisadino, Bey Rebbe Mesha, Bab Red Rebbe Shua Ben Levi, that a person gave Bey Rebbe Mesha, Bab Red Rebbe Shua, this person, a Pekodin. Somebody gave him a pekudin to hold seven shev maganisa, seven pearls that were the tzai v'sadina, that was wrapped around in a handkerchief like. So this person gave him seven pearls to hold. Bei Rav Meisha Bab Red Rebbe Shua Ben Levi. Now what happened was she gave it to him for a pekudin, gave it to him to hold on just to watch it, and eventually wants to get it back from him. Now in between Shachiv Rav Meisha died for light pocket. When he died, he didn't tell out, didn't leave any word to his children saying that these seven pearls, like, don't belong to me, they belong to that person. He just died without saying anything about it. So now they don't know what to do. The Yashim say it belongs to us, we're Yashining it. And this person's coming saying, no, I gave it to him, told for a pikadin. So what should we do? It is also the kaim of the Rabbami. They went in front of Rabbami. All Malay Rabbami said like this, Chodah, one reason is that we should give it to this person, the Yadana Dev Rav Meshia Bab Red Rav Yeshua Ben Levi to Lo Yomit. One thing is, we all knew that he wasn't rich. So therefore, it's not a svara to say that these seven pearls belong to him, because he wasn't rich. So it's a svara to believe this person that says that he gave it to him to hold for a pekudin. I just gave my seven pearls that this Rav Meshia should hold for me. So that's a reason to believe him. For Yoid, another reason is, Hokoyoyu Simna. This person is giving a simon and saying that I gave him seven pearls and it was wrapped up in a sadina. So since he's giving signs, simonim, that's also a reason to believe what he's saying is true and he has the right to get it. And the Yoshin can't stop him. But for Lo Yamor, this was only said, that this person that's asking for the pearls was not used to going into this person's house. Like he only gave it to him once and it never went in a second time. But let's say he's a close friend, that Rogel the Yai of Anofak Lossim, he was always going in and going out of the house anyway. He always used to go and visit Rav Meshia. In such a case, then we don't trust him. At least we don't believe the simonim is that it's really his. Why? Ema, we could say maybe, Inish Acharini Afkid. True. Rav Meshia was a poor person, most probably these seven pearls don't belong to him. But the question is, who says it belongs to you? Because you're giving us the simon, maybe really somebody else gave it to Rav Meshia to hold. Aye, how do you know these simonim then? And this person, since you used to go into his house a lot, when you used to go in, you used to see what's doing there. So you happen to see the way seven pearls were in the closet there, wrapped up in a handkerchief. So that's why now we have to realize you want to be a chacham and collect it. So we have to be afraid, maybe you're lying, maybe really it's not yours. How do you know these simonim? Because you were used to going into his house. So that we give it back to a person who's only that was not used to going into the house. So then if he gives us these simonim, it's true what he's saying, we believe him, it's really his pearls. Another case is, Mar says that who gavros a person. The avkid kosa the kaspa. Also, made a pikodon, gave over a silver cup. Bechasa. By this person, Bechasa. Ruvain gave Bechasa a silver cup to hold for him. Shachiv chasa, now chasa died. Again, v'loi pokid, he didn't tell his children anything about this silver cup that belonged to somebody else. So the Yoshim says, most probably is my father's becha, we want to keep it. So also the kain made the Rav Nachman, they went in front of Rav Nachman. Oh, Malhu, Rav Nachman said again, I'll give you two reasons why we should believe this person that's saying it's his silver cup. Why, first of all, Yodana Bei Bechasa Tela Yomid. One thing is, I knew that Chasa was not rich. I knew he was poor, so it's not as smart to say he should own, it was really his silver cup. The Yod, another reasoning is, HaKayoye Simna, this person is giving a good simin, to say exactly what type of a cup it was, the size, stymies he gave, good simonim. Again, v'loyamon, this is only said, l'loyrogu d'yayiv v'nofag l'osam. If this person was not used to going into Bechasa's house, av'rogu d'yayiv v'nofag l'osam, but if this person used to go in and go out into Bechasa's house, then we can't trust him if he gives this simonim now. Because Ema will say, maybe, inish acharini yafkid. True, it didn't belong to Bechasa. Somebody gave it to Bechasa, but maybe somebody else. How come this person here knows this simonim? I'll tell you, because this person used to go into the house, he used to see the silver becher there. Therefore, he was able to give simonim. But really, really, it belongs to somebody else. So in such a case, we can't trust the simonim. Faitahu di afkid metachsa bei ravdima. Again, another case, another same type of a story. Somebody gave the pikodon, mitachsa means silk clothing, bei ravdimi achvod rasafra. He let Ravdibi hold. They Rav Dimi, Achvod Rav Safra was the brother of Rav Safra. Shocher Rav Dimi, died. V'loy pocket again, he didn't leave over any words. He didn't leave over any words. What to do with the silver, with the silk clothing? He didn't say clearly who owned the silk clothing. Is Osla came with Rav Abba. They went in front of Rav Abba. Omalu chod the one thing the Adinim Bay for Rav Dimi d'loyomid. One thing was the same thing, I know for sure, didn't belong to Rav Dimi, because he wasn't rich, so it's not as smart to say he owns his sickly silk clothing. For Yod, another reason is, again, this person I was giving simonim, saying, what color, how big the clothing was, he's saying, what kind of simonim we have for this silk clothing. Again, if this person doesn't usually go in and go out, the person goes in and goes out, again, amen, shachrin yafkid. Somebody else really gave it to him. And this person only saw it when he went in. That's why it's given these simonim. Again, a person said like this, in the new case. A person was about to die. And before he died, he says, I want to give my property away. Lituvia. He didn't say which tuvia. To this person, tuvia. Shachiv, and he died. Also, tuvia came now. A person called tuvia. And said, I'm tuvia, I deserve to get the property. Rabbi Yochanan says, "Arei bo tuvia, very good. Tuvia came. It's probably him. He has the right to get the property. Now, what's going to be on my tuvia? What would have been if he would have said, I want to give it to tuvia? The Yosef Raf tuvia. And you know, comes now. A person that's called Raf tuvia. What would be? Is Latuvia mal Raf tuvia loyama. We say this person can't get it. Because he said clearly to tuvia and not to Raf tuvia. But v'yinish to Gazbe, if it would be somebody very close to him, Gazbe, then we say for sure it's him. Even though his name is Rav Tuvia, since he's close, he calls him Tuvia. What's going to be Osir Shnei Tuvia? What's going to be if two people, the name Tuvia come? Each one wants it. Who do we give it to? So it depends. Shochim Tamachochem, Tamachochem Kedim. If one of them is a neighbor and wants a Tamachochem, most probably want to give it to the Tamachochem. One's a relative, one's a Tamachochem. Again, these two people are coming out, both the name of Tuvia. So we say again, Tamachochem Kodim. Mestami wanted to give it to the Tamachochem. Iboilu, I have a question like this. What's going to be Shochem v'Korev Mai? If one Tuvia is a neighbor, and one Tuvia is his relative, his brother, his cousin, who has the right to get it? So Toshima, the Pasuk says, Toiv Shochem Korev Meyach Rochik. It's good, a close neighbor. You see, a neighbor comes before a karev. What about Shneim Kroivim, Shneim Shcheinim, Shneim Chachamim? What do we do with Pashim? We don't know. They both have the same thing. They're both Kroivim. Two people, Tuvyas, are relatives. Or two people, Tuvyas, are neighbors. Or two other Chachamim. Then the Klal is Shudah Zadayna. Shudah Zadayna, Rashi learns, means that Dayonim now do. Rashi says, HaTolos HaDayonim Fimashi Yiru Dayonim Shredako Shemes. Up to the Dayanim. So Rashi learns that how the Dayanim feel this person, who we really wanted to give it to. They have to look into the situation and find out the evidence, and they tracked in to see who really the person would have really wanted to give it to. Tosis learns not like that. Tosis learns not that the Bezdin really has to think into, but rather Bezdin has the right to do whatever they want. Stand up Shalag, Rashi is saying Bezdin has to think how that person would really want to do. You don't have to think how that person would want to do. Taisus learned Shudah Dayanim means Stam, in a case where it's a Suffolk in Bezdin, Bezdin has the right to do whatever they want. Whichever person they want, so they can give it to. Omale Rova Lebrei de Rav Chiya Baravin. Rova said to the son of Rav Chiya Baravin, To Eimelechom Ilsam Al Yisur, Te Eviyomer Ovuch, come I'll tell you some good things that your father taught me. Hod Yomer Shmuel, that the Shmuel says, if somebody sells a shtar chayv to his chaver. In other words, I have a shtar that somebody owes me $1,000. I lent somebody $1,000. He wrote me, I have a check. I have a check saying that he owes me $1,000. And I go now and sell this check to somebody else. I sell it to Shimon. So now Shimon has the right to collect these $1,000. So hamoyche shtar chayv lechaver, if I sell it to somebody else, the chazer mochlei, and then me, the middle guy, the original malva, goes and zmeichel the money. I forgive the first guy from paying me the money. So now the one that bought it loses out. He can't collect the money anymore because I, the malva, forgave him not to have to pay back. The locher is mochel, the mechila helps, and now the third guy loses out. For yafilu yerush meichel, even if the malva died and his son takes over the yerush, he also could be meichel. So, but you should know, Moedish Shmuel agrees though. B'machnese shtar choyv labayla. In a case where a lady, where a wife, had a shtar choyv. And when she has the suya now, she gives it over to her husband. In such a case, when she gives it over to her husband, then we say, v'chazor machlosai, then if she wants to go and be meichelit, she'en a meichelit, doesn't help anymore. Why? Mifneshe yodoi ki yodoi. Her husband's hand is very strong. His hand is mamish like her hand. It's like he's mamish a bailim in it already. So since she's mamish like owns it already, therefore she has no right to be moichlet. If you just sell it to somebody else, so machlokes is showing them exactly why, what's the svar in Shmuel's halacha. That if you sell the shtar choiv, why could you still be moichlet? One svar is that mechir shtar is only midi rabbonin. Midi raisi can't sell a shtar. Therefore, it still remains by you, the Havor, that's where you could be Meichlet. Another pshat is, even if it's Chal Midiraisa, but you could only sell the Shibud Mumnis, but not the Shibud Aguf. The Shibud Aguf still remains to you. It's together, like he owes you the money still. You originally lent $1,000 to Reuven, and now you, Shimon, are selling this shtar to Yehuda. But you should know, even when you sell it to Yehuda, it's not the pshat that Reuven now, like, really owes the money to Yehuda. Reuven still owes the money to you. So that's why if you're Meichel, the Mechila helps. Mashenke, when a wife gives it over to her husband, there the pshat is, he mamish takes over all the schusim that she has. Therefore, she has no right to be Meichel anymore. All right, to know.